You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us once again here on 91.5 FM WMIE, today's Modern Worship. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We're going to spend the next half hour with you. We're going to be jumping into a new chapter today. We were in Matthew chapter 14 and 15, the last part of last week. Today we're going to be starting in Matthew chapter 18. And we're going to be going throughout the rest of the chapter here. I think I'll be able to share some interesting truths with you from this passage, and so I hope you'll stick with us as we work our way over the next several days through this passage. I want to say thank you to our friends at Treasure Your Landscape, Dan and Treasure, and Heaven and their team. They are friends of the Refresh Radio program. They love Jesus. They got a great deal of experience, decades of experience in the landscaping business. They're based here in Brevard County. They travel all throughout Brevard County, bringing their passion for landscaping to those who need it. They have a full array of products. They have landscape lighting, water features, landscape repair. They can design, they can plant, and they can maintain the landscaping that you want. They have premium artificial turf. They do wonderfully designed putting greens, paver installation, manage and install drains and downspouts. They can repair irrigation systems, and they have a real gift for the design and the installation of plants that will thrive here in Brevard County. Maybe your landscaping was traumatized and you're looking for a transformation, Treasure Your Landscape may be the great resource that you need. 321-749-1432 to transform your frostbit landscape into a new landscape that you can treasure. They have an array of products that you can see personally Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5 at Space Coast Nursery, 388 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. That's north of the Barge Canal on the east side of the road, right across from Sunrise Estates, I believe it is there. And their phone number there is 321-452-5565. If you're looking to help your landscape to recover from the cold temperature several weeks ago, they may be just the resource that you are looking for. So we are very, very thankful for them, and we bless them in the name of Jesus. Matthew chapter 18. Lots of different sections in this passage, but there is generally a theme that is dealt with, and that has to do with whenever brothers end up sinning against one another. So let me begin reading today in Matthew chapter 18, verse number 10. We'll read on down to verse number 14, and then we'll pick up from there if we get through that. Jesus said this: "Take heed that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep, and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? And if he should find it, assuredly I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. So here, Jesus, we're dealing with Jesus being moved with compassion. We're going to see that demonstrated later on in this chapter. But we live in a world where people make sinful decisions. Those sinful decisions do damage to their spiritual relationship, but it also damages relationships with their families, and sometimes it damages relationships in the body of Christ. We've seen a lot of purging in the house of God. There's God's been bringing a lot of things to the surface so that they could be dealt with, because he wants his people to be holy. And I will say this, you know, David is a pretty good example that if we sin, there, even though we are forgiven, there may be consequences that rise up out of that situation. Here in verse number 10, Jesus tells the adults that make sure that you do not despise one of these little ones. He's talking about the children there. He says, "For I say to you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." We had a missionary that we supported. They're not on the mission field any longer. They're doing kids ministry here in Florida. And I remember when they went to the mission field, I first met her when she was itinerating to go to the mission field. And come to find out, she had been on a missions assignment with my cousin. And I didn't even know that that they knew one another. And so we were there from the very beginning of when she went to the mission field. And the country she went to was a country that did not focus on ministering to children. They only focused on ministering to adults. Well, let me tell you what happens if we train up our children in the way that they are to go. We do it one of two ways. We either do it the way God tells us to, or we do it by neglect. If we neglect to train our children in the things of God, the world is there to train them in the ways of wickedness. If we do not train them in the way of truth, they will be trained in the way of confusion. And God hates confusion. So we need to make sure that we do not get so focused on one particular generation that we miss development of the future generation. I don't remember the specifics of this story, but there are a couple of different situations that I've heard of through the years where something like this happened. There was a lady who had been a school teacher, and she had advanced in years. She needed a surgery, and she was recommended to this surgeon. And when she went, she didn't recognize the name. She didn't recognize the face, but the surgeon recognized her. And the reason that he recognized her is because she was the one who had encouraged him to pursue his academics, which led him to pursue becoming a medical doctor. He became a surgeon, and her believing in a little boy ended up preparing a young man to do the surgery that she was going to need that would save her life. Heard similar stories that weren't medical related about people who made a huge impact on young people, and later on in life, those young people ended up being a blessing to that individual. We set out 2 years ago. So I make no misrepresentations on the size of Merit Assembly of God. We are a small church. We're growing again. That's a good thing. We have a tendency to grow the church, and then people move away out of the area, and then we grow the church and people move away. We've done that several times. And God just keeps telling us, hey, you're not done yet. You're not done. And so 2 years ago, we started a kids ministry on Wednesday night. We started because there was one little girl that was coming. And my wife was willing to step up. My wife is a treasure, by the way. She is very gifted. She loves on kids, and plans and looks for creative ways. And so we started off with one little girl on Wednesday night, and over the last 2 years, we have seen that class grow to 5 or 6, I believe it is. We had eight kids that were involved in our kids' Christmas play, and we're starting, you know, we've launched again here in 2026 our youth ministry, because all of those kids that were teenagers are no longer teenagers. If you want to know what our young adult class, it was our youth that kept having birthdays. And the more birthdays they had, the older they got, and they weren't youth group age anymore. And so we have youth on Thursday night, and we have young adults on Wednesday night, when at the same time we're doing the adult Bible study. They have different challenges in their stage of life than the people who are in our other Bible study, which I teach, by the way. If you want to come be a part of it, we'd love to have you. The book of Exodus will come alive for you. It's not a Sunday school lesson type study on the book of Exodus. It's like what can I learn to apply for my life to what God does in the life of Moses, the children of Israel, and how he handled Pharaoh. So I tell you those stories to say this. I had a person that told me that they knew someone that had chosen a church because that particular church had young people in it, young adults with kids. And I had a person that I knew, don't see their social media posts, but I had talked to them at one point in time, and they had been asked to come and build a children's ministry because an older congregation said, hey, we want children. Well, let me tell you what happens. When children start coming, they are very energetic. And if kids are coming who've never been in church before, they behave differently. they don't do the same ways. And what happened in that particular person's situation is the church that said that they wanted to minister to children found out they didn't want to minister to children because dealing with kids can be messy. And I'm a youth pastor. I'm a youth pastor with gray hair that pastors adults with some wisdom, but also I recognize that they were youth just not that long ago. We have a great church. They love generational ministries. I mean, people who have transported kids to camp. They have raised thousands of dollars, not just for missions, but for young people who came from very poor and challenged family situations and just wanted to do ministry for kids because we wanted to try and prevent people from being traumatized in their childhood to where they couldn't function as believers in adulthood. So our church really does have a heart for that. And it says here in verse number 11 that you don't want to despise those little ones, and there's a reason. It says they have messengers who are constantly beholding the face of the Father who is in heaven. And so heaven's got a message for our young people. And heaven understands the message and the mess maybe our young people are living in. I had a lady here a few years ago. I remember when we first started ministering to them. She was in fifth or sixth grade. And she's now probably 40-ish. And she doesn't live in the area, but whenever she comes by, if she's got a chance, she will come by. And the last time I heard from her was a little over, well, about a year and a half ago. She said, "Hey, are you still preaching Jesus?" And I was like, "Yes, we are. We're still here. We're still sharing." And it says here, when it comes to ministering to children, it says, "For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost." Another place says he's come to seek and save that which was lost. So I pray that our churches, that we would recognize the treasure of kids. I constantly remind our church that an empty stall is a clean stall. I would rather have kids in the church and them growing in their faith and growing in their walk with Jesus. And I will tell you, you may not recognize what they're absorbing, but they are absorbing it. So sometimes you think that they're not even listening, they're not even paying attention, and then all of a sudden something will pop up and they'll say, "I remember when you told this story. I remember when you shared this. I remember this passage of scripture." And it's like, didn't even think you were paying attention. Jesus came to save that which was lost. You might be listening. You say, "Well, I'm not a kid, but I am certainly not where I should be with my relationship with God." I've got good news for you today. Jesus is looking for you. The Holy Spirit is in passionate pursuit of you. He still believes in you. He can still redeem. It's not too late. You have not wandered beyond his ability to retrieve you. And so that part of Matthew chapter 18 leads into this discussion, verses 12 through 14. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99 and go to the mountains to seek the one that is straying? Is straying. It is something that happened and it just continued and it continued and it continued. You may find yourself in a place that you didn't expect to be. I know someone that had a conversation with an individual, and they had found themselves in a situation where they were deceived, spiritually deceived, and they didn't know it. And this person said, I never intended to end up in this place. And there was a huge transformation that happened, and I don't know where they are spiritually, but I know they're not in the same place that they were several years ago. The best thing to do if you are straying is stop for just a moment. The book of Proverbs says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. So the first thing that we've got to do is, if we are digging ourselves a spiritual hole, is to stop digging the hole. If we are wandering away from the flock, the thing to do is to stop and figure out what direction we're going in, figure out what the end of that journey looks like. And if it doesn't, if the end is not what we're looking for, reverse course, make a course correction, get back to Jesus, get back to the flock of God. Because I'm telling you, when society succumbs to the tsunami of wickedness that the Bible describes is coming, you're not going to want to function on your own. You're going to want to have relationships with other believers. And so if you're straying today, I want you to know that God hasn't not noticed. He has noticed. He says he goes to seek the one that is straying, and if he should find it, assuredly, I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. So, a lot of times people, if they come to church and they've been straying, a lot of times they're embarrassed about that. I want you to understand that when you come to church, you are not going to find a bunch of people who are perfect. You are going to find a lot of people who had strayed that God brought back into his sheepfold. So we're not here to beat people up. We're here to celebrate that the Savior who rescued us has also rescued you. I think churches need to do a really good job of celebrating. If you are praying for the sick and there's a prayer that's answered, celebrate it. If you've been praying for someone's prodigal child and they've come back to the faith, celebrate it. If someone has needed a job and you were praying for them and God gave them a job, celebrate it. I think our churches need to do a really good job of celebrating the victories that we have in Christ Jesus. So Jesus is looking to celebrate the stray that has come back home. It says, even so, it is not the will of your Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. There's a very evil law that is available in certain parts of the world, that it masks itself as compassion when it is really anything but. And it tries to tell people that they're hopeless. It tries to tell people that their life is not worth living. I want you to know that's a lie from the pit of hell. You are valuable, and as long as God is on the throne, there is hope. I am pretty much an eternal optimist. Not because of my personality, but because of my Savior. And so I try to employ the gift of stubborn for the promises of God, not against them. verse number 14 of Matthew 18 says, it is not the will of your Father that one of these little ones should perish. And I'll tell you, I have an aunt. She had a significant milestone birthday in 2025. She turned 90. And I called her up and I asked her if she wanted to join our youth group. she doesn't live in the area or anything like that. But that's just the kind. I want you to know that contrary to what some people might think, I do not know of a single old person, myself included, that thinks old. All of us are just, you know, 18 to 25 year olds that are trapped in some bodies with decades of experience. But in our minds, we still think we can hit a golf ball as far as we ever could. We could still lift as much weight as we could ever lift. We can still run as fast as we ever could. Everybody thinks of themselves as young. And I want you to know that I don't know what we are going to look like when we get to heaven, but I picture, I know it's going to be holy. I know it's going to be immortal. I know it's going to be incorruptible. I don't know what age we will look at. But I do know this. If you're young or if you're old, God doesn't want you to die without him. He wants you to live with him forever and ever. He's preparing a place for you right now, that where he is, there you may be with him forever and ever. That's the place you're prepared for. That's the place he's pursuing. The Holy Spirit is relentlessly pursuing you. One of the things that we pray at church is, God, for unsaved loved ones, would you surround them with Christians? Would you surround them with believers? May everywhere they turn, there's somebody who's representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because we know this, you don't want any to perish. You want all to come to everlasting life. If today you're maybe not as young as you used to be, but you're not where you should be with your relationship with Jesus, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I love you. Please forgive me of my sins. Capture me from my wandering and bring me back to that place where I can thrive with you. May my wandering days be over in Jesus' name. We'll see you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.